Indeed, an attunement has already begun. Have you felt it? Can you feel it? You see, you are from the stars, and the stars you shall return. So it is a quite convenient, It is quite a convenient appointment when you arrive at this type of meeting, at this type of meeting house, because what you are doing on a conscious level is saying, yes, I am truly ready and willing to dream in my higher self. And that is what this meeting is about. From the moment that you say yes, from the moment you like the meetup group or what have you, from the moment that you say, let me spend a few of my precious off-time moments, and we do understand how precious they are. You all are workaholics in some format or fashion. You see, whether you are working in employment or working in your own spare time, even the hobbies seem to take on this air of work. I must get it done. I must complete my project. As if you have somewhere more important to go than opening up to your true awareness in heaven, shall we say. But nevertheless, the second that it dawns on you, the second you place your holy attention on the awareness that there is a gathering to open up to your true essence, in fact, the learning has begun, the teaching has begun, you see? Because we are portable. We do not only arrive to the second story of this beautiful mansion, this beautiful office space. We arrive where you are. We arrive into your dwelling place. We arrive into your dream state consciousness. We arrive into your daily affairs as you permit us, as you allow us to. So the second that you say, yes, let me try this out, the learning has begun. The merging has begun. The merging with your direct soul. You see, you are a soul of beauty. You are a soul of light. And you are saying yes to the awareness that you can dream in this new experience. You can dream in this higher consciousness. It is not something to read about in the interesting articles or periodicals or what have you. It is not something to fantasize about. You see, even we catch the channeler from time to time fantasizing about her new life, her new existence being one with the higher realms. As if this is something that is still a pipe dream that will not actually take place. In fact, she is moving into this moment by moment throughout her day, and she smiles internally because she recognizes this is true. And this is what we are sharing for each of you, because in truth, you are all her and she is all you. You understand? You are dreaming in your new awareness, your new consciousness, your new birthright. And it is for you to enjoy the process. Is it for you to take light of the process? Is it for you to be quite liberal with all of the attunements that are available? When you consider the earth reality, when you consider the state of affairs, you will recognize that there are many new technological advances that you can dream into your experience, yes? It may cost a pretty penny. You may have to get the older model from time to time, or perhaps to invite your neighbors. But nevertheless, you have access to many new gadgets, many new streams of information. And that is what the technology is about, is it not? You are able to not take the long way home, but the fast ride, the fast train. You are able to create merging of information, merging of consciousness of this information stream and that information stream in a heartbeat. In a nanosecond, you can tune in to one on the other side of the globe without any difficulty at all. You can handle affairs. You can get the job done. Now, why we are bringing this to your holy attention is because, in fact, this is what you're doing with the higher realm energies. And we would like you to make note of this. We would like you to dream this into your reality and have this be your true reality. You see, not something you fantasize about, not something you go into meditation in order to travel to other systems and that are light years away. All this is fine and good, and all this provides you renewal, yes? It is very renewing to relax the mind and travel abroad, travel into the higher realm, travel into dream state, travel into astral plane visits or what have you. This is all very good, but we are truly more interested in you arriving here. In other words, what matters, what will make the difference is what energies, what consciousness are you willing to dream in here? What energies and consciousness are you willing to allow to arrive into your everyday state? Because in truth, it matters not what occurs in your meditation time state if you are not willing to open the gate, if you are not willing to allow the truth to flood in. In fact, you are merging with these higher realms of existence day by day, moment by moment. Now, what we are doing is blending the awareness that you can bring this to the conscious level. This is not something you can just, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I still can't reach it. It is something that you can live and breathe today, you see? You can see your neighbor as a light worker. You can see your neighbor as a being of light. And when you greet your neighbor as a being of light, as you greet them as the light of the world that they are, what you will do is you will resonate with them in a higher level, you see. You will merge with their higher vehicle. You will, how shall we say, you will become one. You will become one with the heart. You will become one with the Christed energy of love. And what you will find is an expansiveness. You will find the need for the, how shall we say, the need for the buttresses, the need for the social self to disappear, because it is the social self really primarily that has been existence. You may feel like you've been yourself, you seem to be fine with your own self, with your own skin, but primarily it has been the ego self running the game. It has been the ego self that arrives at the door and says, hi, good morning, how are you, and shakes hands. What we are asking you, dear ones of the light, is to begin to merge with your higher truth and to begin to operate from these higher octaves. And the way you do this is to primarily see the one that you are looking at, the one that you are hugging, the one you are thinking of, as an aspect of your true self. You see, to see them as the brother and sister, to see them as a reflection of your own true being, to see them as an extension of love. Because when you drop the notion that they are separate from you, you meet them within the heart, you see? And that is where the healing occurs. That is where the love occurs. It feels good to love. It feels good to be in love, yes? But how about if you begin to fall in love with your holy self? Now, there has been a holy war going on, our dears, and you see it in the external realm, yes? But in truth, it is simply a reflection, it's simply a mirror of the war within self. Now, those that are the meditators, those that have expanded their understanding of spirituality and their spiritual growth and progress, are quite familiar with this. You see, it is the ones that are still unconscious that will breach covenant with us, that will say, you are crazy, you have stepped over the line now. Because it still appears to be a very linear world, and a linear world appears to be very real and appears to be very separate from their holy selves. But in truth, you are dreaming in the truth, and let us speak to the truth sayers, because you are the truth sayers. You are the ones that will be speaking up and claiming truth and living truth and living and being truth. And truth is to have the awareness that all is an extension of the self. And what you are doing primarily, dear ones of the light, is learning how to fall back in love with you. You see, it is learning how to make peace with the shadow self, to release it, to recognize that it is yourself in all different forms, in all different myriad of experiences, and to allow it to have some rest, to allow it to dream a quieter dream, to have the true awareness and lift off that true love for self is possible. Now, when you work from this love plane, when you work from this love experience, when you work from the premise that love truly does have all the answers, what you will do is you will find love will be your teacher, love will be your master, and love will be your renewing agent, your renewing potion. Because when you open up to love, when you open up to the state of grace, you open up to the miracles, you open up to your true spiritual essence, and you open up to your power. And what is power about? Power will lead you to your new kingdom. Power will transform all of your situations. Power will help you to see. You will see truly what the problem is. The problem is not your own brother and sister. The problem is your own war towards self. And it is a war that is dying because it is outdated. It is not useful anymore. It is growing weary, is it not? And so as you tune into this, as you work from the heart space, as you allow to claim this inheritance of true love, as you understand what your power is through the power of love, what you will find is the atonement taking place easily. You will find it taking place readily. And you will find it at your doorstep, because the next person that caused you grievance, the next person that means you harm or perceived harm, the next person that steps on your tulips or daisies and causes you grief, as you expand your holy vision, as you trust the power of love, as you tune into your awakened consciousness, what you will find is a new paradigm. You will find a shift, and you will find yourself releasing the charges against self, releasing the charges against others, and you will come home and you will welcome the other home, and the other will feel the discharge, you see, because the other has been feeling banished from their own kingdom. The other is not aware of your tulips or daisies or flowers because it is busy suffering, you see. It is still believing in the mirage. But as you come to awaken from the heart, as you step into your power of love and you release this one from all charges in an instant, in a millisecond, in a nanosecond, this one will feel the liberation. It will feel the freedom. And why is that? You have not spoken to them. You have not said a word, but you have released them in the bondage through the consciousness which you both share, because you understand you are not the individuated self. You are not the separated self. You are one. You are one with all. And so as you release the brothers and sisters, as you release yourself, as you begin to own your power, what you're going to find is you are gradually, or quickly, we might add, and we enjoy the quickness. There's no reason for it to be gradual. It can be as fast as lightning speed. It can happen this afternoon. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen this evening. We will be overjoyed. We will be there with the welcoming party, and you will see us, because we are the masters and you are the masters, and we are here together sharing this message, sharing this experience of love. And so, as you release all these false grievances towards others as they appear to be, but in truth yourself, what you are doing is you are unlocking the grid. You are permitting all to join the party. You are reminding each one that they are truly innocent, and you are releasing them from the bondage. And each time you afford another to be released from the bondage, which they will willingly accept if they have the heart to do so, because you see, they are still subject to free will. It is up to them if they are going to receive the imprint that has been delivered to them, to their sacred heart, to their consciousness. You see, it has been an invitation that is suddenly being sung, that is suddenly being offered, and it is for them to receive it gladly. And here's the good news: regardless of the recipient's choice, you have released yourself from the grievance. You see, you have loved yourself a little bit more, a little bit better. Now, what is all this love about? You see, love is power, love is strength. Love is the true blending agent of humanity, and above and below and around and underneath. You see, it is all that truly is. Now, love is expansive, and let us explain this. If you have a spiritual gift, if you have a spiritual interest, and you are dabbling it, perhaps you would like to channel, perhaps you would like to do the tarot reading, perhaps you would like to do the healing, perhaps you would like to, you know, fill in the blank. You have so many wonderful choices, because it is all you. You must understand, as you gain the strength and the power and the energetic vibration of love, that there are more powers coming to you, and the powers are coming in service of the ascension of humanity. You see, because if you are using your power for greed, if you are using your power for egoic purposes, even if you have the psychic abilities or the psychic gifts or the psychic training or what have you, there will be a stopping point, you see, because it is not serving the love. And the energies that are being spoken are ones of fear, and the fear will boomerang back to yourself. And that is just the law. That is the way it occurs. And for a good purpose, because there is still learning to do. So as you travel the highway of love, what you will find is your spiritual gifts, whatever they may be, will be continue to be expanding. You will find that those egoic issues that have been such a nuisance for such a long time now, as the channeler is noticing, will suddenly be going by the wayside. It will suddenly be healing. It will suddenly be a no thing, because the love heals that. You see, the love is expansive, and this is what the key is. This is what we ask you to remember. When you choose to side with love, even if you don't understand the next thing to do, even if you feel lost, even if you feel hopeless, even if you think this is all crazy and nonsense stuff, if you are still willing to trust in love, if you are still willing to try again, if you are still willing to say, I do not understand, I feel like I'm a goner, I feel like this is hopeless, but I'm willing to see what love has to say, you see. And if you really trust this, this cannot be from the intellectual realm, we assure you. It really has to be felt from the heart, and that's what we're asking you to practice. That is what we are asking you to believe in. Because what you are doing is creating a heart center consciousness, and you are doing it very well, and you are doing it very beautifully. And in a true respect, we are preaching to the choir, if you will, but the choir needs instruction also. The choir needs advancement as well. And the choir would like to hit those high notes once in a while, yes? And so this is what we're doing. We're blending in your higher awareness, your higher consciousness, as we deliver this beautiful message of hope. Because in truth, there is much hope to go around. The world is changing, the consciousness is changing. And of course, there are those that are busy playing in the lower levels, and they will do their thing, and they will cause the mischief that they will do. And there is truly no one that can override their free will, nor would they want to, because as a soul, there is learning to be done. And if someone does it for them, well, then that doesn't teach anything, does it not? But in truth, you can count on the energy of love to expand, to save, to motivate, and to help you climb over. So if you are faced with a challenge, there is one or two of you that has a particular concern. You see, everything would be just lovely, just dandy, just fine, if I could only eliminate him, if I could get him out of the way, because he is the one causing me great nuisance, you see, because he is using the free will and I do not like the choices he is making. And if only he would change, if only, you see? This is the echoing of someone's egoic struggles, someone's egoic script. What we are advising that young one is to trust in the power of love, because you see, the power of love cannot override the free will. So if the one with the free will creates a mountain, quite a mountain indeed. In fact, the mountain is so tall that, well, you can't even see the view anymore. You had a lovely view, but now there is this mountain created by the one with the free will. What is one to do? Well, again, remember love is expansive. Remember love is the one that creates miracles. So perhaps the love will teach you how to jump over, like with a pogo stick, and simply jump over the hill. Gone, no problem, no longer there is a hill. So it is not about arguing with the hill. It is not about grieving the past and being concerned and worried because you allowed the hill to be built before speaking up sooner, you see? Allow the hill to be there and let the hill builder deal with the consequence and the karmic of the hill, and understand that even he has the opportunity to receive grace in a heartbeat, because in truth, this is not about punishment. This is not about keeping people on the karmic wheel forever and ever and ever, despite the silly choices they have made, because in truth, even the ones that are advancing, even the ones that have been called the light workers, have made the silly choices along the way. It is just the way it is, because when you work with the dualistic energies, when you work with the up and down and the back and forth, and you have this egoic voice that seems to be so convincing that it is right, it is very easy to get tripped up, is it not? So it is allowing the trust of the situation, and a trusting that when you open up to your higher self, when you open up to your higher consciousness, that all will be provided in ways you really don't understand. You will suddenly have the ability to jump a mountain or whatever need be. You see, this is where the trust comes in. You do not need to know. It is simply your job to open up and receive. And that is what we would like to do today. This is what we would like to present in the moment. For us to be one with you and allow yourself to receive the goodies, allow yourself to receive the riches of the true awareness of self. Because more and more, dear ones, dear boys and girls, you are recreating your reality. You are dreaming in emergence of consciousness with your higher self. Some of you are still wondering. Some of you are still doing your mantras, your meditations. You are praying. You are doing the yoga postures, and you are saying, higher self, higher self, higher self, where are you? Please come in. Please come in. What you do not recognize, what you do not know, dear ones, is it has already arrived. You see, you have been expecting the lightning bolt to come from the sky as soon as it arrives, and it does not always work that way. It is blending in slowly. It is blending in quietly at times when you are not looking, when you're opening your heart. And it is a beautiful process, a wonderful process, a holy process. So we ask you to trust that the merging of the higher awareness has truly begun. It is not something that is destined for the future. It is not something you have to go buy tickets for and wait in line and pay a pretty penny. It is occurring now. It is occurring while we are speaking. It was occurring last night. And it will continue to occur. So can you help the process along? Can you merge a little quicker or faster? Well, of course you can. Of course you can. And you are doing this. And you are doing this moment by moment. And as you gain speed, as you gain confidence, as you gain the awareness and the spiritual gifts of the telepathy and the psychic vision return, you will have every confidence in the world that this can be done. And you see, confidence is a beautiful thing, because as you become more and more confident in your abilities to create, well then, pow, it shall be done, because belief is quite powerful. And if you believe that you can't, then in truth you can, and of course you can, but you will create the experience that you can't, because it matches your belief. And so this is what we're doing as well, in addition to attuning you, in addition to bringing you in the higher voltage of the light. We are helping to alter your belief, because your belief will create your reality. So we ask you to open up and extend your belief system and allow some of the new beliefs to take hold, because as you believe, it will be so. And sometimes the belief needs coaching. Sometimes belief needs love. Sometimes the belief needs remembering, and that's why we hold the holy visions of each other, because as one advances, it is not just about that one advancing. That one will come to the group and share their advancement stories and their skills and their beautiful energy, and just sitting in the energy of one that has awakened, to a greater aspect of self, allows and permits everyone else to awaken, because you see it is a vibrational and exchange. Because when one has said yes to themselves and they awaken, and then they provide that vibration to another, as the other receives that vibration, they too will awaken to the same extent. They too will share the keys to the puzzle that has been solved, has been overcome, you see, because it is like the answer key is being shared. It is not about an individual contest. It is not about, oh, she's ahead of me, or he's ahead of her, or what have you. This is a group effort, because again, there is no such thing as the individuated consciousness. There is only the one. So that is why there is a sharing, and we ask you to get comfortable with this, because there are some of you that are still feeling like you're in school, that you're going to get graded, and you're looking at someone else's test as if someone else is ahead, or you're not going to do as well. You see, once anybody in your soul group, what's anybody in your level of consciousness, solves part of the puzzle, boom, you receive the answer key, you see, because it is shared with all. It is shared with all as you recognize that you are the all. And this is what we will leave you with. We ask you to stop limiting yourselves, because you believe you only get to grow to the extent that you have grown. But in truth, you get to grow to the extent that anyone on your planet at this time has grown. Do you understand? There are many ones reaching enlightenment, and we mean this quite sincerely. It's not just Jesus that can do this holy step. There are many ones that are getting very close to the sudden awakening process. Now, of course, there are different levels and different stages. But what we are suggesting is, why wait? You see, why limit yourself to just what you have figured out? We ask you to open up and to receive all of the information, to receive all of the blessings, to receive all of the vibrations, because as you receive them, believe us when we say this, everyone that has the answers is more than willing to share, because the higher you are, the more liberated you are, the less you believe in suffering, the less you want suffering for any man, woman, or child or animal, you see. It is simply nonsense. They recognize, and you recognize yourselves, is all one in the same, and so the sharing is quite liberal. It is quite liberal. It is not so much sharing that's the problem, dear ones. The problem, if we can call it that, is the receivership, because there are those that still believe in limitation and believe in scarcity. And when you do that, you believe that you don't have the ability to receive, or it is not there to receive, and this is silliness, this is nonsense. This is hogwash, shall we say, because it is here for the taking, it is there for the taking. And so, dear ones of the light, we ask you to remember this. We ask you to join with us in love. We ask you to surrender to your higher truth, to your higher consciousness, and allow this energy to bleed in moment by moment. When you're sitting at your work totally bored, when you're standing in line at the store, whatever it may be, and you have nothing to do, and you feel stale, and you feel tired, and you feel out of energy, we ask you to receive. We ask you to open up your crown chakra and allow the heavenly energies to come through, because as you simply take that easy step, simple step, nothing to it step, you will suddenly feel recharged. Do you see how easy it can be? So we ask you to play with this. We ask you to imagine merging with the consciousness of all the high vibration beings, of all the vibrations that are ready to ascend, the first wave, if you will. We ask you to tune into them regularly, because they are growing. They are growing in numbers, and they include you. So see yourselves as such. See yourselves as the beginning format of what the new human consciousness truly looks like. So let us receive. We ask you to open up and to allow grace to serve you. We ask you, dear ones, to keep the idea of receiving on the tip of your tongue, on the first thing that you remember upon awaking and retiring. Because the more that you are willing to receive, the more we are able to bless you, the more we are able to slip in some new ideas, some new programming, if you will. The challenge is not that the help is not available. The challenge is to recognize your worthiness in receiving all the help that is now available on your planet and will continue to be for the rest of your days. And so it is. They have a lot to say sometimes. All right, Mr. Joseph, so nice to see you. Welcome back.
I didn't have a question, but it was answered.
It was answered?
It was answered.
Nice.
So whatever they want to tell me is fine.
Okay.
Whatever they think I need to hear.
And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
One moment, please. Okay, and let me just try that again. And say your first name, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Thank you. And Joseph, say it one more time, please.
Joseph.
I know this sounds strange. But I've asked for confirmation twice, and they're not willing to give me a different fortune cookie. So what they're saying is, don't be afraid to walk it alone. Don't be afraid to walk it alone. I know. You have, I want to say like the opportunity of a lifetime that's coming to you. And it's your choice, because what is going to become quite apparent is that it's going to require your own pair of shoes.
My own pair of shoes?
Your own pair of shoes. In other words, Joseph, say your name again, please.
Joseph.
It's sort of like you're going to be walking through new doors, and it takes a certain amount of It takes a certain amount of bravery to recognize that there's room for growth and room for change and room for advancement. It requires going down a new hallway you've never been at.
Will I realize it?
And say your name again, please.
Joseph.
And say it one more time.
Joseph.
Well, at least from like a higher perspective, you are realizing it already. And, oh goodness, how do I say this to you, Joseph? You are realizing it already, and oh, I should have just said it because now I can't get the words back. One moment, please. You are realizing it already, and what it entails is saying goodbye to kind of like your old life, or the way you had hoped it would be, or the way you thought it would be, or the way you wanted it to be. And the feeling I have is like a new opportunity is coming, a new life is coming. And in claiming that and saying yes to that, which I feel like you're right there ready to do, it's recognizing that you got to say goodbye to the old. And there's like some kind of hesitation with that, because it feels almost dishonoring, because if I go forward, then I'm saying that there's a future without who used to be there, what used to be there. And that feels like what is the concern, because then it's like, well, then that didn't mean anything or something. And they're saying that's not the case at all. They're saying it's sort of like, you know, when you have a child and the child grows up and they have a beautiful, loving experience, you know, in the home life, but then there's an opportunity to take some adventures, but the adventures are on their own. You know, they don't get to take the dad and the mom and the family cat along with them, you know. And there's a little bit of remembering, in order for that child to advance forward, it's remembering that they're not losing anything. They don't lose their parents and the family cat. They take that with them in their heart, and that's part of their makeup. It's part of who they are. And they're connected energetically at all times, at all places. And they use that as a springboard to then advance with courage, with delight. So they're asking you to remember, it's not an either or, either A or B. It's that you can have C that includes A and B. Does that make sense?
In addition to. Are we speaking on a spiritual level?
And say your name again, please.
Joseph.
I can only answer it this way. The strong feeling I have is you have an opportunity coming your way if you want it.
Okay.
And it requires everything I just said. It requires a little bit of courage to trust the energies that are coming.
One more question. Mm-hmm. Will I know it when I meet it? Or will it just...
I feel like it's already here.
Okay.
I feel like the energies are working with you, coming with you. So I don't know if it's in your dream time state or whatever. But I feel like the energy, whatever this has to do with, I feel like it's already present.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. It's good. It's really good. It's a little like uncomfortable, scary, but it's really good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hi.
Can I get anything now after that one?
I know. He always starts off with
whatever they want.
Charlemagne is here to take him to battle. I guess you're ready for his divine appointment. Oh, we love you, Joseph. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. And so how can we help you?
Want me to know what is the best and highest for me? All of that.
Okay, you got cute pants. That's what I want you to know. She does have a cute wardrobe, I have to say. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
One moment, please. I got to decipher all that. It came through so fast. I was like, sure. Like if I wasn't paying attention, I would have missed the whole message. It's so funny. It was almost like a firefly coming, whizzing by me. One moment, honey. Okay, so let me try that one more time. And say your name again, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
I thought I had the right message, but when I tune into it, it's different. So one moment, honey. And say your name one more time, please.
Elizabeth.
And say it one more time.
Elizabeth.
Thank you. All right, this is how I feel. You're being groomed. Everyone's being groomed, obviously. It's grooming day. And so what is coming? Here's the objective. Here's what your destiny looks like and the strong prediction of ample success. I mean, you're going to get there. I feel like you're already there on like a spiritual level. You get it. Whatever these energies are, the healing energies that you're working with, you get it. You get there. You land there. So keep that in mind as you're working through your coursework. So in other words, don't take it too seriously. Don't get too concerned about it, because it's almost like, this is what this guy's showing me. It's kind of like he's peered towards your future and you pass. Okay, so you need to know that you pass. You know what I mean? Like you passed your exams or whatever. So, and say your name again, please.
Lisbeth.
Yeah. So what's happening now is as you're being groomed for self-mastery, it's a little bit like my life. You're being shown every place where you doubt yourself. Every place where you've got a little bit more of, how do I say this? I feel like it's coming up. It's almost like it makes me want to burp or something. It's like bubbling up. And it has to do with the reason it feels like it's bubbling up. It's because it's things that you swallowed. I'm getting the chills. It's things that you swallowed, hook, line, and sinker, that were false about you. Does that make sense? So there's things that you accepted as labels of you, beliefs about you. And so that's the old energy. What's happening now is that's coming up and out. Like I almost feel like I want to burp or something to get it out of me. I can feel it. It's like bothering my something. It's like, ugh. You know, I just want to like, excuse me, I'm going to, when I do Qigong, I can burp. That's just how it feels. But I don't feel like it's my physical system. I feel like it's your energy. And so you're being invited to systematically release every doubt you've ever had. No small task, but important and worthy task. Worthy, they're saying. Everywhere where you've ever had a doubt about you, about your abilities, about your self-worth. And so let me give you my examples. This will make you feel better so you're not alone. I am being challenged up the yin-yang to speak my truth, and it scares me. You have no idea how badly it scares me. It really doesn't, because I was not treated well